T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday Eve. It's so nice to see you again, Bill.
It's so nice to see you. I have to tell you, I've been stalking you on Facebook. Well, at the wedding. Oh. The wedding photos were absolutely beautiful. You hosted that wonderful wedding in your backyard.
It turned
on your
out
deck for your...
so nice. Oh. I can't even tell you. And thank God for the weather. It was perfect.
Perfect.
I will say one thing that I learned.
What's that?
Porta potties have to be within 30 feet of the street.
Is that right? Why?
So guess where they were. Wait. They were in the middle of my front yard.
Are you kidding me? You had porta potties on your front lawn?
I was mortified.
What is happening?
Mortified. Notice I did not put the porta potty pictures up on Facebook.
How about
it's that? Something to do with the length of the hose when they need to drain, and it has to be 30 feet from the street. So they couldn't be in the backyard. It in where I had planned.
So wait a minute. Every time somebody had to use it, they had to go to the front lawn. So everybody could see them in the neighborhood like, oh.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
You got to go. You got to go.
I was mortified.
Unbelievable. What time do they... I'm fascinated by the porta potties. What time do they pick them up?
They picked them up the next morning very early at like 7:30. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if it's because they don't want people to see them draining.
Maybe. I mean, it's kind of gross.
I don't know. I didn't even watch.
Wild.
I'm like, just get them off
that
the
is
front
wild.
Yard.
Well, at least, look, your backyard looks spectacular.
Thank you. And the porta potties worked. Nobody came into the house to use the bathroom, which was my fear.
Good.
So everyone followed the rules. And good. It was good.
Did it go late? Did you have like a late night?
Well, it went till 10. That's when the DJ had to leave. I guess also noise ordinance in the township.
Oh,
10 o'clock.
Right.
It was really over. It was from 4 to 10. It was perfect.
Good. Good. I'm glad you.
Except
I'm glad
for the porta potty
on the front lawn.
I'll show you the picture.
I have to see the pics. By the way, guys, coming up since Jen is back, we're going to play Beat the Bee. Missed playing Beat the Bee this week. 7:30, your chance to win a Roald Dahl The Witches Movies prize pack from Warner Brothers. That's exciting. That includes HBO Max streaming codes. And also exciting, the Bee Up Club. We're going to do this on our Facebook page. I'm going to jump into the main studio now with Jen. And we're going to go on Facebook Live. Join us if you can on our page at B101 Philly.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And I love being back with you guys. I have missed you. I have missed even giving shout-outs to our top fans of the day, sponsored by Acme. So today, it's Ann Harrington. Ann lives in Orland. And Ann, we want to thank you so much for listening as much as you do to the Bee.
That's right. And being so nice to us on Facebook. A lot of people ask me, how do you become a top fan? How do you get the shout-out?
The distinction.
On the air. The distinction, the honor. Well, first of all, you have to be Facebook friends with us. So go to our Facebook page and you know, like us, be friends with us, and be super nice to us.
Oh.
Comment a lot, say a lot of nice things, you know, gush over us.
Obviously, he's not being truthful here, but yes, you can ascend status of top fan by being friends with us on Facebook.
And we have to thank Acme, our sponsor for top fan. By the way, we are teaming up with Acme once again to do something very cool. Acme Lunch Breaks. We will literally drop off these lunch breaks to your home, and it includes a $100 Acme gift card. You have to enter to win it. Go online to do so at b101philly.com.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So, guys, whatever your plans are today, if you haven't had a chance yet to fill out the 2020 census, please do so. Today happens to be the deadline. Very important because these numbers of, you know, who lives where determines, like, how many congressional seats there are in your district. Mm-hmm. It helps determine how much funding, like, the city of Philadelphia can get. And you can do it online. So it's easy to do at census.gov.
Yeah. And it's this deadline is so fascinating. It has to be, listen to this, it has to be filled out by 11:59 p.m. Hawaii time today, which is actually 5:59 a.m. our time tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So we get a little more time?
We have extra time to fill it out. Did you fill yours out, by the way?
Oh, yeah, we're done.
Okay, I have to do it. I'm guilty of not doing it. And it, like you said, easy to do. In fact, I just brought up the website.
It's right there, yeah.
Again, 2020census.gov. Or .gov. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, I think I know the answer to this, but Bill, I do have to ask you. I mean, we just found out you haven't filled out the census yet. Have you voted yet?
Well, I'm debating on whether to do the mail-in or do it traditionally and, you know, stand in line.
On November 3rd.
On November 3rd, yeah.
I did vote yesterday by mail. I got to tell you, it was super easy. Okay. So if you are planning to vote by mail in Pennsylvania, remember what you have to do, and Bill, I know you haven't seen this yet. You have to seal your ballot. They give you a couple of envelopes. There's a smaller, like, security envelope. You put it in there first.
Okay.
Then you put that whole thing in the larger mailing envelope.
Gotcha.
And all the directions are on there, but you do have to sign, and you have to date the back of the mailing envelope, and then you drop it in the mail, obviously, before November 3rd, and you have to get a mail-in ballot, obviously, to do this. So you apply for your ballot, and you can get more information at votespa.com.
And you said it was super easy?
Super easy.
You know I like super easy.
Well, they mail you the ballot, and then you fill it out, and you mail it back.
This, I think I'm going to do this, actually. You know I like easy.
Honestly, but it was easy.
This is really jamming me up today, though. So I got to do the census thing at census.gov, fill that out today. Then I have to request my mail-in ballot at votespa.com, you say?
Yes, exactly. Right.
When am I going to find time to golf?
Oh, my gosh.
It is the priority
you
in my
life.
You
will find time,
all right.
Sure.
For Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. 7 o'clock in Philadelphia. Beautiful day on the way. Sunshine and 76 today. I'll take it.
Beautiful.
But can we just talk Thanksgiving for a minute? So, Bill and I, we just saw this Travelocity study. All right? And it finds 60% of people have already decided they are not going to travel to go see friends and family for the holidays this year, including Thanksgiving. Okay? So then, Bill and I just discovered, because we were talking about that, both of our moms have canceled.
Yeah.
Well, both have decided we're not going to get together for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not a cancel, but we just can't do it because of COVID.
Yeah. My mom doesn't want to do it. Got to respect the decision, of course. So I'm going to see. Obviously, I've been talking to my sister. She still wants to do it. So it'll be like a small group. But I understand.
Totally.
It's saddening. And you hope it turns around by Christmas. But that's not too much. You know, longer, than Thanksgiving.
It's a month later.
Yeah, so what about you?
Well, my mom and my stepdad, they are going to stay at home. They're going to have their small dinner together, which, like you said, I totally get it, okay? But this was the year that we were going to be going to their house. Mm-hmm. So instead, I'm going to host for just those in my household. But there are five of us.
Yeah, that's
a lot. You know, it's going to be fine. It's going to be weird, though. This, honestly, it's going to be the first year ever that it's just us. You know, no extended family. It's going to be weird.
You know what? Weird, but oddly less of the holiday stress involved. You know what I mean? Like, it's sad that you don't have as many people over, but it's less confusion.
I know, but I'll tell you what. Christmas stresses me out sometimes more than Thanksgiving. To
is
me,
that right?
Thanksgiving is just a really nice family dinner, but you add Christmas in and it's like it has to be with all the gifts and the magic. And there's more stress for me for Christmas.
I got you. But how about you guys? Have any of you decided what you're going to do about Thanksgiving dinner with your family? I mean, has anybody already canceled on you? Maybe you canceled on your family. Give us a call. We want to hear about it. Share your plans. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So what is your holiday travel plans this year? A new Travelocity survey says 60% of people won't be traveling at all. That's a high number when you think about it. I mean, my mom has already canceled her Thanksgiving Day visit.
I know. It's sad. My parents, they've done the same thing. We're not going to go to their house this year. It's going to be weird. I get it. I mean, I totally understand. But how about you, Sharon? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Actually, we're keeping it the same as usual. It's just a small gathering. There's going to be six of us.
That's nice. That's nice. A good number.
Now, how many of the six of you live inside that home? Just curious.
Three.
Okay. And so the three guests, are they coming to your home? Or, like, are you hosting?
Yes.
And you're fine with that.
I am. I'm like, can't live in fear. I mean, we're all relatively healthy. I'm an essential employee, so I've been tested, so I'm fine.
Now, what about any of your guests? Are you saying, look, the three who are coming from outside the home, are you making them take temperatures before they come over? Because that's a thing now, with your guests.
It is a thing to take temperatures, but I'm pretty confident that if they're not feeling well, they're not going to show up. I mean, I'm not going to stress over that.
Okay.
It's just a time to get together and enjoy.
Right. Okay. Well, happy Thanksgiving, Sharon. I'm glad you and your family will be together.
Thank you. Same to you guys. I love your show.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thanks. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, coming up, we're so excited Jen is back because we get to play Beat the Bee this morning.
Yeah, I missed it.
Yeah, wait till you hear the category. You are going to love it.
The Royals?
No. In honor of you coming back, it's kind of like a sequel. Jen Ryan Part 2. We're going to do your favorite category, prequel or sequel.
That's my least favorite film.
Oh, it frustrates you so much. It's going to be so much fun. You guys have to listen. Your chance to win a Roald Dahl Witches Movies prize pack from Warner Brothers that include HBO streaming codes. It's going to happen shortly at 7:30 right here on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
We have a very nice prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. It's a Roald Dahl, the Witches Movie prize pack from Warner Brothers, and it includes HBO Max streaming codes and also a bunch of really cool goodies. Mm-hmm. And this morning we are playing with Mary from the Northeast. She was caller number 10.
All right, Mary, it is five questions for Jen Ryan. Today is her favorite category, prequel or sequel.
I'm so bad at this.
It's great. You're going to have so much fun doing this. Right. I'm telling you. I'm so happy you came back so we can do this. Now, Mary, you can bet on Jen or against her. 3 out of 5 right and you win. Mary, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
I'm not.
Number one, Jen. Jen, I know you love your superhero movies. Captain America, Winter Soldier. Is that a prequel or a sequel? Captain America, Winter Soldier. Mary, will she know that?
I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say yes.
I'm guessing it's a sequel.
It is a sequel.
All
I gave you an easy one.
Yes.
Got you on the board there. Here we go. There you go.
I've never even heard of that.
Oh, it's a great.
That's why.
Exactly.
You actually met one of the actors in that movie. He was the guy with the metal arm who played. We interviewed him for another movie, but he was in studio with us
once. A metal arm? For real or in the movie?
In the movie. Has a metal arm?
I don't know.
I mean, like he had a bionic arm.
Question
two. Fast and Furious. Sequel or prequel? Mary, will she know that?
I'm going to say yes.
Sequel or prequel? Fast and Furious.
Well, I know there's a million different ones of those, so I'll say this one is a prequel.
No, it is not. It's actually the fourth installment of the franchise.
Aren't they all called Fast and Furious?
The first one was The Fast and Furious in 2001. This is simply Fast and Furious. We got you on the
That's stupid.
Sorry, man.
Sorry, that's a wrong answer, but let's move on to question three.
Okay.
Prometheus, released in 2012, starring Charlize Theron. Is that a prequel or a sequel? You've never even heard of this movie.
No,
I love this movie, Prometheus.
Oh, my God.
Mary, will she know that?
I'm going to go for it.
You're going to say yes, she's going to know that? Jen,
Mary,
is that a prequel or a sequel?
You know, I'm guessing 50-50, it's a sequel.
It is, in fact, a prequel to 1979's Alien.
Mary!
All right.
Don't go to guess.
That's okay.
Mary! Told you this is a crazy category for Jen. All right, let's move on to question four.
How about a movie I've heard of?
This is what I came up with. Why are you arguing with me? All right, The Scorpion King, starring The Rock. Mary, is a prequel or sequel? Will Jen know that?
We'll go for it.
You're going to say she's going to know. Now, you have to clean sweep here. All right, so is that a prequel or a sequel?
It's a sequel.
No, it's a prequel.
Oh,
it's a prequel to the movie The Mummy.
I'm so sorry. Mary, I have no idea.
Sorry, Mary.
That's okay.
We do have a prize pack for you, a B101 prize pack. I think you'll be very happy with it. But I told you, anytime he does, how about never do this again?
Listen, everyone loves this category so much except you. I can't promise you it's never coming back.
Vote. against me.
Mm-hmm. That's okay, Mary. Listen, as Jen mentioned, no one walks away empty-handed. So you hang on, and we're going to get your info, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys.
I'm really sorry, Mary.
No problem.
All right, hang on a moment.
And make sure you're listening tomorrow morning for your chance to play Beat the Bee at 7:30. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Obviously, so we'll give you the winners here. Top artist, Post Malone. He also won top male artist. Top female artist went to Billie Eilish. Top sales artist going to Lizzo. Love Lizzo. Top R&B artist went to DJ Khaled.
Another one. Another one.
Oh, my gosh. That's the toothpaste.
That's right. The commercial.
Hysterical.
He's the best.
Another one.
Another one. Top country artist went to Luke Combs. I know you love your country, Jen.
Yeah.
I know you love this guy. Top achievement award went to Harry Styles.
Nice. Well deserved.
I have to tell you, I have such a newfound respect for that man after his last album.
Welcome to the party, Bill.
Well, you know, you were telling me for years, as a boy band guy, and I like my boy bands, but I don't know. And he's not a real artist. But then you hear that album, those songs.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
He is a real artist.
He is. No, he's great. Top social artist. That is a thing. Going to BTS. Ariana Grande nominated for top social artist as well, but she didn't win. But some news from Ariana. She'll be releasing her new album by the end of this month, very soon, in a couple weeks.
Good.
Looking forward to that. Yep. That is Be On Top of It. We are Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, believe me, we know how hard it can be working from home these days. Plus, you know, you've got the kids there, too. They're doing their remote learning. So there are a lot of you who we like to call work from home warriors, and you deserve to be recognized. Sponsored by NovaCare Rehabilitation. And here's just one of them.
Yeah, our work from home warrior today, Jen, Kimberly DeSimone. Kimberly works from home as an engineering assistant for MEP Consulting. For the MEP consulting firm. You know, I've always dreamed of being a consultant, Jen.
She's an engineering consultant, Bill. She's a very smart lady.
I'm sure she's smarter than I, but I have many things I can consult on.
Like? Let's see.
Well, beer drinking, for one. Golf playing. Sneakiness. You say I'm the sneakiest person.
Sneaking out of the work building before anyone else.
I walk in with my chin up held high and my mask on. I am not sneaky at all. But listen, Kim, congratulations on being named a work from home warrior today. You're doing great. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time to be positive with a feel-good story to help keep you happy while you're working. And it's sponsored by Wise Markets. And I'll tell you what, I wonder if James will keep working. So he's not giving his last name, which we don't blame him. But he is a plumber and HVAC worker from South Jersey who just hit big time in AC.
Yeah, that's an understatement. He hit for $1.3 million playing the Royal Flush Mega Jackpot on Ultimate Texas Hold'em. A $5 progressive bet, Jen.
It's like a different language to me, Bill, but I know he won.
Hey, all we know is he became an instant millionaire.
Amazing.
You know what I mean? But there's been a run of winners at the Hard Rock 2 recently. So a Maze Landing resident just won $90,000 playing Blazing Sevens, another one of those fancy games.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, two people hit huge on slot machines there, for one for almost $170,000 and the other for $80,000.
Do you remember that one time when I was doing slots with you and I broke the machine?
You did.
I'm the most unlucky.
Yeah, you're officially the worst slot machine player ever.
I put in four quarters and the machine broke.
Your bad luck rubs off on me. So keep your distance. I'll head to AC on my own. Thank you. And that is Be Positive. We are Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.